Hi, I'm Ted Onulak, lead singer and composer for Exit 10. Right now, you're listening to a little bit of the title track of our new CD, Demimonde. I'd like to invite all of you, August 8th at 7 p.m., right here on Artist First Radio, to listen to me talk about the music, the process, the words, and other arcane secrets of the universe. I hope to see you then.
Everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You'll be tuning in to an Artist First music special, and we have a very special guest with you tonight, actually guests plural. It's a band, a very charismatic band out of Stark, Florida. They're a good group of guys. They were making me laugh on the phone before the show started, and we're going to feature songs off of their album, Feathers for the Skull. I believe this is their second album, and we're going to go ahead and jump into the convo. Hey, Grump, are you guys with me?
Hey.
How's it going, fellas?
Good, man.
Good to hear. So I understand that the band isn't all together tonight. You guys are actually taking advantage of the technology provided, and we're talking to you out of two different cities, correct?
Three, actually.
Oh, three. Okay. Cool. Yeah. But you guys are in Orlando, L.A., and where else? At Stark, at home?
No, in Chattanooga, actually.
Oh, okay. Cool. So what are you guys up to?
We get around.
Right. So, are you guys doing some recording or something in the different cities? Are you guys visiting family? What's the word?
A little bit of everything, actually. We're doing some recording, some of the guys are contributing from L.A. and from Orlando, doing family stuff and that kind of thing. And we'll be getting together back for a solid production album.
Nice. Okay. So, how far along are you guys for the new album?
About almost halfway through with the pre-production writing and stuff, so we've got a ways to go, but this is probably the most enjoyable time, I think.
Yeah, that's cool. So is that how, and was I right on that? You guys have two albums out so far, and you're working on your third. Is that correct?
Actually, I think it's four, but the first two were really poorly produced, and what we would like to do, I think, in the future is probably pull some of the stuff off of those and, you know, add them to the next albums we do.
Right on. That's cool. what? And this is your most current album out right now, is The Feathers for the Skull?
We wrapped that up, I believe, last year sometimes, or this past year?
Last summer.
Right. And so how do you guys think this album has evolved since the first and why the first through third albums you guys made? What's different about this album, how has your guys' musical style evolved since... or the early days?
What do you think, Bob?
I think when we started out, of course, we were much younger. We were hitting it hard, playing a lot of bars and having fun with that, being, you know, a lot younger. And our second album, you know, we stepped into more of a mysticism, you know, the the questions of life and those types of things. And then there was quite a space between the second and the third album. And the third album, Regeneration, the regeneration came when we lost a couple friends that were really near and dear to us. And it was kind of a melancholy time for us. But what we discovered was that, you know, when we came back together, that the magic was still there, the enjoyment of just hanging out and being together was still there. And so that really kind of propelled us into Feathers for the Skull, which kind of pulls a little bit from all of everything that we had done before. And then we threw in a bunch of new flavors and spices just to push the limits on what we like to do.
Yeah, so but I think Feathers is more, you know, a summer artistic kind of fun album, at least in our minds, anyway.
Yeah, I agree with that, Grant.
That's cool, and especially you mentioned that you guys had been separated for a little bit, and then you got back together, you know, just like you did in the old days, and that you know, that connection was still there, because that's something that is very easily, it's able to fade out, you know what I mean? Because usually when something is great, such as a friendship, and you leave it, and you try to come back to it, it's never the same. So that's really lucky for you guys that, you know, you were able to still have the same connection and, you know, the same level of friendship as you did when in the past, you know?
Yeah,
I think so. It's like, you know, when our parents got divorced, it was really rough on everybody, you know. I mean, half of us went with Dad, the other half went with Mom, so.
they all still like the same fart jokes. Is all I
hey, is that Clint?
Yeah.
That's Clint from L.A. right there, folks.
Oh, nice. Hey, yeah, let's, for the listener's sake, why don't we, would you guys mind introducing yourselves and introducing your role in the band?
Person. Jeff?
Yes, man. I'm going to say Jeff Taylor, singer, songwriter.
I'm Grant Williams, guitar player, keyboard player.
Yeah, this is DJ Riddick. I play drums and do some background vocals and leads as well.
I'm Bob Bailey, and I play bass and acoustic guitar and sing also and write songs.
And I'm Clint Williams, and I pretty much play whatever everyone else doesn't want to play.
Right. So for the people who – did we get everybody?
Yes, yeah. We did.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So for the people who don't know much about Grump, would you guys mind giving us a little history on you guys, how you formed? We obviously knew that you were school friends and, you know, you hung out back in the day, but could you, like, give us a little more in-depth explanation of how you guys got together and how you knew you were going to be a band and how you formed and, you know, just a little history.
That's a question for me. I'm kind of the historian and the librarian. We started, well, we had played together in separate units. I think DJ and Grant was in a group in Jacksonville, and I was just tagging along at that point, you know, tuning drums and guitar and loading the van. And when that ended for them, we got together, I guess it was early in 1994, and we actually just had a little session at Grant's house, and we played a few songs, and that pretty much right from the first day we knew that we had something special. And so from then on, you know, we rented a little garage space that we called the Grump Garage, and a couple nights a week, whenever we were free, we would go down and just jam and sweat. And it evolved right from there, right in Stark.
That's cool. Now, we're going to play one of your songs here in a second, but I wanted to ask you, you guys have a pretty unique style. In your bio, I think it says you guys do a little bit of jazz, rap, and even some Indian-influenced music. Where do you guys pull most of your influence from? And, I mean, how do you know that that's going to be something that you incorporate into your songs?
Well, I think I can answer that best for both all of us. I think we pulled most of that right straight out of our rectum.
I mean, where else? I was
a really schooled musician, and everybody else. I mean, we all were in choir together back in the church days, and just everybody was influenced from country to, you know, everybody, you know, to have together. I was a big jazz guy. You know, Grant was into country, and Rob and myself got into punk. Jeff, I'm really not sure what he was into, but I'm sure it was hardcore. But and Clint, Clint. Clint, I don't even think was thought of yet, but you know, but he came in there eventually. So,
so this first song we're about to play is actually called "Clint's in LA." Is this about you, Clint? I assume.
It's a song I think it's a song we when I came down, I was only able to participate a little bit because I was on the other side of the country. But when I came down to Florida to record, we wrote that song together, and it was a song that we were working on the title for a little bit, and we weren't able to come up with anything, and they named it after me, and obviously I'm honored. And it's a little bit, you know, it's what they came up with. So,
all right, cool. So we're gonna go ahead and play this. This song is called "Clint's in L.A." and it's by the band Grump. And you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy. I messed that all up. That wasn't Grump. It's coming. Somebody had the wrong disc in there.
I guess I'm not the only guy nervous in the bunch, huh?
All right, here is "Clint's in L.A." by Grump on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Watching the blur of trees as we motor down the other side. Civilization lies quite a ways from the shores that we come from. Last time I combed my hair was 1,000 miles ago or so. Seems that I had a road somewhere, but that place eludes me. 14 miles from nowhere, as well as 41 days from my destination. All those nights of fun. Seems it's my turn to drive. I've known a ragged spell. Stop until my shotgun buddy wakes. Richie riding as the armrest wrapped up in the clay. Sway surfing the radio wave and potholes and crushing cans. Slide on a hydroplane window. Feathers for the skull. Radio, Nicky called himself Emo D. Don't remember the places I came from. Don't remember where I've been. Seen such a rush of colors. Wonder will it never end. Guess it's my time to drive. Riding on a ragged spare.
That song you just heard was "Clint's in L.A." by Grump from their album Feathers for the Skull, and you heard it on the Artist First World Radio Network. And I'm fortunate enough tonight to have Grump with me. Hey, guys, are you still there?
Hey.
All right.
No, we left.
Oh. So where'd you guys get the title of the album from? Brothers. I saw on your website you claim that you guys are the, let's see, what's it say, something of the skull, like the fathers of the skull. Fathers?
Yeah. Oh,
feathers for the skull. Okay.
Grant, our, you know, the guitarist, he found a skull up here in North Georgia. And when we moved down to Florida to write our album, Feathers for the Skull, I kept finding feathers all over the property, and we kept collecting them. And then we just said, we're going to call it, and we were sticking them in the skull. So we were like, we just call it Feathers for the Skull, you know. So it looks kind of like an Indian headdress and a skull. And that's how it became that title.
Nice.
So basically, it was a drunken stupor, probably.
Right.
Right.
I mean, that's the best way to get a title for anything is in some kind of drunken state, right?
That's right.
It never hurt.
So
to me, it's kind of indicative of how we do things. I mean, it's very organic how things happen in Grump. So it's a good story, a good analogy of how we work.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works, man.
That's right.
So, like I mentioned before, you guys have a pretty unique style, and that'll be showcased a little later in the show when we play some other songs. But individually, who are you guys? Who are some of your biggest influences, and who, you know, what made you guys start playing the instruments that you play? When did you decide that, hey, I'm going to pick up guitar or drums or bass or whatever? Who are some of your influences, and when did you start your instruments?
Obviously, Lady Gaga is number one for us.
It shows.
That's right. Bob?
Yeah, I'd like to say that, you know, when I was 5 years old growing up in near Bowie, Maryland, I just like many other kids across the country, I saw the Monkees for the first time on television, and I went out and we lived next to a liquor store, and I found a square box, kind of like a Bo Diddley box, and I stuck a stick in the end, and I pretty much knew from 5 years old that I wanted to play guitar.
Have you ever seen, are you fans of Jack White? Have you ever seen him make that, I forget what it's called, it's in that documentary, This Is Gonna Get Loud, I think it's called, he makes that thing, that it's like a slide guitar out of a bottle and like a piece of wood and then like a metal, you see that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Jack White is I think is a great presence in music, and it's specifically for bringing back blues into the mainstream, and so I give props to Jack White 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Are you guys fans of the Black Keys? Do you know who they are?
The White Stripes.
Yeah, I know.
The Black Keys. Yeah, I saw them. I saw them play in Bonnaroo last year, and they were amazing. Yeah, they're really killer.
Right, that just reminded me when you mentioned bringing back some blues into modern day, and I think those guys are doing a good job of it. They're actually from Akron, Ohio, which is only like 40 minutes away from where our station is, so that's cool. They're kind of hometown heroes around here, I guess. But they're good. I'm sorry I interrupted. Go ahead and who's the next person with stating
I'll,
some of
I'll
your
I'll take this, Alf. When I was, actually, people say, hey, man, I only been playing drums. My total answer is, like, from conception. Yeah, I remember when I was, well, I don't remember. I remember bits and pieces. When I was still in my diapers, instead of, you know, most kids pull out one pan and one spoon and they beat on the side of the pan, you know, like it's a drum. I remember pulling out like four or five and setting them up in a little set and, you know, just going off since I was a kid. So, I mean, I knew I was going to be a drummer, even though when I started taking band in school, in elementary school, everybody got instruments, and I got this pair of sticks and a rubber pad, and I was not happy.
Yeah.
But my parents forced me to keep on, so that's where I came from.
That's cool. And who are some of the people that you kind of look up to as far as musicians?
I'm, like I said, being the drummer, I'm pretty much rhythmically based. I'm a, you know, Gene Krupa. I was a big jazz guy back in the day, so, you know, Gene Krupa. Also some blues, Sonny Boy Williamson, and John Lee Hooker, stuff like that. I just dug them.
That's cool. All right,
not to mention Woody Allen and the Woodchopper's Ball. You know, that's a great album. Excuse me, Woody Herman, sorry.
Woody, come on.
All right, who's next?
This is Rant. You know, I listen to a lot of different things and probably not enough in-depth stuff, but I'm going through a huge Tom Waits thing, and I have been for a couple of years. Elton John, Simon and Garfunkel, Paul Simon, The Beatles, Paul McCartney, Socha. There's some dark stuff, Captain Beefheart, and there's some pop stuff and old 70s countries, Merle Haggard, that kind of thing. It's kind of varied and not as deep as I'd like it to be, so it's always that thirst to keep learning, keep hearing new stuff.
Right. You mentioned Tom Waits. I actually just bought Volume 1 of the early years.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's got like 30-something albums out. I mean, there's just so much there, so deep.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
I really liked him in the movie Domino. That was really cool.
That's right.
I saw him in he was in a movie called Wrist Cutters, a love story. I think he played God, actually, or somebody that represented God or something like that. But.
Well, that's a twist for him. He's normally the devil.
Right, I know.
That's right.
Okay, who's next?
What about you, Clint?
Well, I got to say, for me, I've listened to a ton of stuff, but I'm a little bit younger than most of the guys in Grump, and I grew up listening to a lot of the guys in Grump, the stuff they were playing. I remember being a kid, maybe, you know, 8 or 9 years old, and having DJ show me what was what on the drums, and that having a huge impact on me as far as what music's all about. And I gotta cite, I know it's cheesy, but I gotta cite, you know, DJ and Grant and Jeff and Bob as huge influences on me musically. So
that's cool.
Wow. Yeah, cool. Thanks, man.
Cool.
Right on. All right, we got anybody left?
Jeff.
Jeff, I've always appreciated a lot of rock. The rock end of it, of everything, and I guess the influences maybe Alice in Chains, Wayne Staley, obviously, and Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, Soundgarden. I was really coming into things during the grunge age, you know, and I was also at the same time reading a lot of philosophy books and psychology books and kind of dealing with my own life, and that's when I started really writing songs and poems and things. So that's basically it.
Right on. That's cool. All right, well, let's jump into another song. I think the next song we have lined up here is Grindr.
Grindr.
Cool. Yeah, Grindhouse.
Yeah, baby.
All right, what do you guys want to tell us about this song before we go ahead and play it?
Oh, this song was I don't know how to say it, was created, it just kind of fell in our laps, and they're back out on Oyster Avenue, which is Steve Carter. I gotta give props to him, his lake place. A lot of this album took place there, and Grindr was this little room up in the top back in our old dime days. You know, it's just a grinder. That's where you went to get your grind on, and I don't know what else to say about that.
The grinder.
All right, well, if anybody...
Needless to say, when you catch a grind on, you were not by yourself, so...
All right,
well... maybe you were.
I've been a few times, that's right.
All right, well, if anybody has any confusion, hopefully this song will clear it up for them. This is
That's right.
Grindr by Grump off of their album Feathers for the Skull, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Sun shines bright on my day. Shadows chase the sun away.
Somebody's calling you, man.
Sun shines sucking all the light from me, and sometimes it's so bright I can't see all the miracles of life that are happening all the time, every day, all around me. Pop's mowing, Bob's cooking, me upstairs trying to get my grind on.
One, two, three, five. Colors fade into for sins to pay.
He's just adding all the strife to me. It seems to be more than I can rip free of all the shits that seem to surround me. All the shits that almost drown me. All the shits that suffocate me. And all you shits that wanna hate me.
Heard Grinder by Grump off of the album Feathers for the Skull on the Artist First World Radio Network. Hey guys, is the Grinder still open? After listening to that song,
it's for rent.
So you were
come on down, buddy. We'll take good care of you down there. We'll put some of them Southern girls on you.
All right,
that's right. You two can get your own piece of the Grinder if for a price.
Right, I hear they got girls that'll make you blow more than your load.
Yes, you caught that, huh?
Yeah,
that'll make you free your mind, man.
Right.
That's how I feel.
All right, right, I can dig it. So, tell me a little bit about the pictures inside the album here. This 4x4 picture mosaic thing here. What are these of?
Hey, go ahead.
We got to get an album for that crap.
You know, there's just kind of random stigmat shots of events that we saw, people that we saw as the album was progressing. To us, they mean a lot of things, and to some of the people who were involved with the album, they kind of get it. So I think it's kind of a nod to them and the whole experience without being overt, if you will.
Right. Who's this?
It's a big word.
Who's this struggling to get on the motorcycle here?
That's always the first question.
That's our buddy Steve Carter's wife, Amy, and she's probably going to kill me for telling that. That's her. in a short skirt.
All right, so
that would be Mrs. Grinder.
Oh, is that who the song's about?
No.
Don't bring Steve up here.
Oh, man. I'm about to start some feuds.
That's right.
So explain to us a little bit about how you guys, how you approach songwriting. I mean, is it something that, does this one person come in with an idea, or is it you guys' jam and something happens, something comes of it, or, I mean, what kind of process do you use for songwriting?
I think it varies. Sometimes songs are very easy and just kind of pour out of you, like something magical or something. I don't know how that happens. It's like you're a medium for some other supernatural thing or something, and it just kind of comes out. But sometimes you have to really sit down, and we all we all pretty much contribute and, you know, and work it out. So they vary.
Now, is it just like, is it one person that usually comes in with some kind of idea, or are you guys all pretty, you know, does everybody contribute? As far as like...
No, what happens is, I mean, everybody contributes. I mean, somebody will come in with a song, somebody will come in with an idea, and they will all contribute. Sometimes people come in with just a song they finished up, and that's what gives Grumps, that's what gives Grump its variety of styles, and, you know, just it keeps it real, you know?
Right, okay, that's cool. Now, is there like a main lyricist in the band, or is that like a collaborative thing also?
No.
I think it varies just from time to time. Someone will come up and just say, hey, let's work on this theme. Maybe I have an idea or whatnot. You know, it's very diverse how they all come together, I think. Don't you think, Rob? Bob?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, sometimes I'll come in with something finished and, or, you know, any one of us could come in with something finished. And the beautiful thing about it is that, you know, we don't hold back when we say we like it, or if we don't like it, we don't hold back. I mean, there's something about, you know, how long
about getting slammed we all like.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I remember recording just briefly when we were recording Evolve or Die. I was in this little booth singing my vocals on a couple songs that I did, and I told Grant, he's in the control room, and I said, hey, I want to try something new. So I, you know, was nervous, and I started to sing, and he kind of ribbed the engineer, and they both just busted out laughing, you know, and that's, you know, that's just kind of how it goes. You can't bring opera into rock, and
right.
And so you know, we don't really pull any punches with each other. We keep it all right up on the table, and I think it's helped us over, you know, the last 15 or 20 years, and we keep it that way. We don't tell one guy I like it and tell the other guy I don't, you know.
Right.
We just stay up front with everything.
I feel like that's a pretty vital part of, you know, the relationship in the band, because, you know, that's cool that you guys are honest and being real with each other. Otherwise, you know, when you're playing, it's gonna show, like, in the songs, and when you guys are playing live, if somebody's not feeling it, then it's not, you know, going to be the best that it probably could be, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the biggest statement that we can make is that, you know, we're friends first. Whenever we get together for sessions, you know, we're happy to see each other. You know, we have such a good time. I mean, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. We're all sleeping in our sleeping bags, and we're still giggling like little girls, you know. And
Rob is giggling like a little girl. I mean, you know.
I know. For me personally, it means a lot. Their friendship means a lot, and that's, you know, a special thing for me. So it's something that I hold close to my heart, that's what makes it what it is.
That's cool, man. Well, let's go ahead and play another song. I think the next one we have queued up is a Song on a Grave. Mind telling us what this is about?
Let's let Jeff say something about this.
All right.
Oh, okay. The preface maybe to this song, it was one of those times I was saying that this song I wrote just basically in about 15 minutes. I don't know why, it just kind of poured out of me, and everybody liked it, and we worked on it from there and kind of polished it up, and it went from there. So I was lucky enough to kind of receive that. That's the way I see it. So, that's the way it goes.
All right.
I think it's important to say, too, that, you know, we have a little homemade video that Grant produced for us on YouTube.
Right.
So if you're a big fan of YouTube, go to Grump Song on a Grave and check that rascal out. It kind of shows where we're coming from.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, listeners, if you would like to see a video for this song, the guys just said you can go to YouTube and search Song on a Grave by Grump, and you'll find a video for this song we're about to play. And this song is Song on a Grave off of the album Feathers for the Skull by the band Grump, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Thank you. I was blind, so I prayed. Now I find in the heap of disgust that I reap, I was played like a song on a grave. I grow stronger, but in time I know me, and I'll find that I'll be so much more than a song on a grave.
That song you just heard was Song on a Grave by Grump off the album Feathers for the Skull. And you heard it on the Artist First World Radio Network. And to anybody listening, I just want to let you guys know that if you have any questions for the band or for me or for whatever, obviously it has to pertain to the show right now, but go ahead and send your questions to dj@artistfirst.com. That's letter D, letter J, at artistfirst.com. And I'll do my best to get those read to the guys and hopefully answered for you. And also, if you don't like emailing, you can tweet us. Just send us a tweet. We are @artist_first. So just go ahead and shoot me a tweet or an email, and I will get the questions read for Grump. You guys still with me?
Yeah.
All
right, cool. So for people who don't know, who have never been to a Grump show, what are your guys' shows typically like? And if you were just to explain to someone, a stranger, and they were like, you know, why should I come to a Grump show? What would you say to these people?
Well, it usually starts off with Grant. He comes out in this, like, little pink tutu outfit with some ballet shoes on.
Grump right now is doing some small acoustic sets, only because we're trying to keep focus on the new album. But the last ones were bigger shows, louder. I don't know how to say it.
If you'll let me jump in on that, I'd say that's what it's all about. Yeah. I know for Jeff and myself, especially being kind of out front, you know, I'll be saying tip your waitresses and bartenders and he'll be out. I mean, you know, Jeff has such a vocal presence. It's so loud, and he can hold it for so long that it scares the kids sometimes, which is a beautiful thing. And it's just, you know, it's a lot of
personal orangutan.
You know, we bring out family members to sing backup. You know, we'll bring out a cellist. We got a great cellist that comes out of Tampa, Florida, Tom Kersey, who's wonderful. And And we're just all about surprises, but we never let them sit down for too long. We like to break it down and go into some of our smoother things, and then we turn it up.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And so do you guys typically play just around the area? Or are you guys touring? Or, I mean, where do you span your shows to?
Grant?
Right now we're regional, again, focusing on the album, and we're just getting through with the last album. Right now, for whatever reason, we're in write mode, so we're just creating, as Grump does, we just kind of go by what we feel. So while we're in create mode, we just go at it, and we are just, again, beginning to do some acoustic stuff up in Chattanooga just to keep our chops up, and then looking for something a little bit bigger. So we'll see what happens after this album.
Right on. Well, good luck to you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Thanks.
So have you guys ever had any terrible stage mishaps that just kind of wrecked you for the night?
Well, I threw my shoe at Rob one time trying to get his attention. He was standing in the same spot for like 10 minutes, hadn't moved, and I picked up my shoe because I play barefooted, and I'm trying to get his attention, and I threw it at him, and he moved. So, you know, I had to get the singer to go get my shoe, but that's about it.
Right.
Back in the old days, we used to play a lot of gigs around Gainesville and Jacksonville, Florida, and we'd play a lot of small pubs and things, and they had very tiny stages. And I usually had a beer or two, and I don't know how many times I fell down, you know. I busted my butt many times.
Yeah.
If you ever saw Jeff in a live show, he just doesn't hold anything back. So, you know, he looks pretty epileptic there, and falling off the stage really doesn't scare the crowd. They're kind of expecting it, and we've never had to call for an ambulance. So,
yeah.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, let's go ahead and play another song. I want to make sure we get these songs in here tonight.
Sweet.
The next song we're going to play is Security. What's this song about?
This song I wrote about, about 2000 or 2001, and I was just in a weird place and trying to figure life out, and I just wrote it laying on my back with a pad in an apartment.
And a pen from NASA.
Yeah. And it was just kind of a automatic writing type deal that I just did in one evening, and it came out. I hope you like it. It's just a rant pretty much about life.
All right, cool. Well, this song is called Security, and it is by the band Grump off of the album Feathers for the Skull, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Thank you.
They probe the brain for signs of life, the seat of soul, electric wife of say Lord, mutations, evolutions, revelations that has somehow grown a mind. The theories of the relative they gravitate to, I don't give a shit about nuke pollutions, revolutions, and solutions that the big heads never find. The highs, hosting talent, stomp the politicians down. Hit partisans recruited and saluted. What if you did? Heal the sick and feed the poor. I don't have the means to be, do I ride and oversee? The dark lord's made of cardboard, it's a home. One more with this one dimension fucking whore.
tongue and his disease.
That song you just heard was Security by the band Grump, and you heard that off of the album Feathers for the Skull. I'm your host, Corey King, at Artists First World Radio Network. And guys, I understand we talked a little bit about the new album, but what can people expect to hear on the new album? What has changed as far as your sound on the new album, or, you know, just what should people be ready for?
He's stretching it out even more. So musically or sonically, arrangement-wise, it's probably going to be somewhere in the same ballpark as the last one. But the song, what we're singing and writing about right now, at least, is we're stretching it out a little bit more.
So all right,
And it's a little premature to have a good, you know, intelligent conversation about it at this point. But that seems to be the direction we're going.
All right. Well, what we're going to do is I still want to get another one of your guys' songs, and we're going to end the show with one of your songs. But before we wrap things up, I'd like you guys to, you know, plug your website, let everybody know where they can get your music, where they can find you.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you guys had some shout-outs you wanted to do. So whatever you guys need to do right now, I'm going to give you the floor. Go ahead and do that.
All right, Corey, what I'd like to do is I'd like to add some thanks to Tom and Julie Williams out there on River Road for some River Road record productions there, and Stephen Amy Carter out there at Oyster Avenue. I mean, without them, I don't think the last album could have came together. And our homeboys from the past there, we got Todd Sammons, we got Richie Taylor, we got Mike Cycle. Those are the guys that are keeping us together and keeping our memories strong, man. You know, rest in peace for them fellas. And I personally, you know, DJ, I want to give a shout out to my boy Paul Marco from Gasoline 67, man. I mean, those guys are rocking out. If you guys check them out, they're really cool. And I think Grant or somebody can tell you more about our website and stuff, so.
Yeah, Bob, you want to talk about the website and Facebook and all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can check us out anytime at thegrumpband.com. And we have our lyrics posted there, some photos and things like that. I believe there's also the Grump Band Facebook page, which would be cool to check out. I know that you can find our music on CD Baby, iTunes, Reverb Nation, and I believe we're on Django now, thanks to Grant. And so we're out there in all kinds of different spots, and I also recommend that you go back and listen to our second studio album, which is The Regeneration. It's quite a different feel and flavor, and I guess...
Let's not forget, Bob, let's not forget you can check us out at Artist First Radio Network as well.
Yes, yes, yeah. Let's don't forget these guys. They've been cool. So generous. And if I have to give a shout-out, I'd like to give a shout-out to Sean Gilday at Blue Raven Artists up in New Jersey. So you can check them out at BlueRavenArtistsGroup.com. And I'll hand it over to the next guy.
I don't know. I'm good to go. You guys have covered all my bases. What are we going to play next, Corey?
Hey, whatever you guys want to do.
I think if we're playing it out... if we could go back to Regeneration and hit them with Moonshines, I think that would be fantastic.
Do you have that available, Corey?
Yep, let me check. 1 second.
Okay.
Well, while he's looking for this Regeneration, I'll kick it up for you. Our buddy here, Jeff, here, he wrote this song about, I don't know. He was back from the day when he was a moonshiner. He was bootlegging whiskey back through the West Virginia mountains in his old black gods, you know.
Oh, that's messed up.
Hey, I couldn't find it. I thought I had it, but I don't. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's cool.
All right.
Let's do wrap around then.
All right, wrap around. Okay, number two.
Wrap around is a song that we brought forward from our second album, which was Evolve or Die, and it was a Jeff Taylor song and a fantastic song. And since the public got to hear very little of that, we brought that forward for the Feather Sessions, and it turned out really good, and we hope you enjoy it.
Cool, right on. Hey, and I want to thank you guys before we wrap up. I want to thank you guys for coming on to Artist First, taking time out of your schedules to be with us, and, you know, I appreciate you guys' music.
Thank you, Corey.
Hey, no problem at all. And anytime you guys want to come back, just hit us up, and we'll be more than happy to get you on, all right?
It's been fantastic being on your program. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, no problem at all. This last song we're going to play is by Grump off of the album Feathers for the Skull. And this last song is Wrap Around. And you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Lord have mercy, Mr. Jesus.
Wrap around, and I just can't see your face. Love that sound, it's a song for your sweetest days. Used to be so when it's you, it can be so. looking up and giving me a hand. When she touches the wine without the bones, as it slides through the